Now, from what I understand, the flu season is still kind of ticking upward. Is that the case right now?
Yes, Harmon, that is the case. We are absolutely in the peak of the flu season. We are seeing high, the activity is widespread all across the country, and we're seeing high numbers of hospitalizations, and unfortunately we're also seeing deaths. So this is a very serious flu season, and it is important that individuals do all that they can to protect themselves and those that are around them.
Is it safe to say yet that this is the worst flu season we've ever had in the United States?
So, you know, we're in the middle of the flu season, so, I think that we don't know yet whether it's going to be fully, the worst. We certainly know that it is a challenging flu season, and we want to ensure that persons understand how serious the flu can be and encourage them strongly to get their flu shot, which is the best way to protect themselves. This is really important, Harmon, for women who are considering becoming pregnant, women who are pregnant, because they need to protect themselves, but also that can provide protection for their newborn. Those antibodies pass on from the mother to the baby and can protect that newborn, because that newborn is not able to get a vaccine until he or she is 6 months of age. So this is particularly important for pregnant women, because when women are pregnant, they have changes in their immune system, and they can be more vulnerable. And we know that vaccinating a pregnant woman can protect the baby as well as herself.
And there are no threats to pregnant women from the flu vaccine?
The flu vaccine is safe, it's effective, and it's been recommended and continues to be recommended by the CDC and the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. It's also important, Harmon, that those that are going to be around young children also get their vaccine, not only for themselves, but again for the young children. Persons who are over the age of 65 tend to be more vulnerable to the flu. Persons who have underlying health conditions, heart disease, lung conditions like asthma, chronic diseases like diabetes, tend to be more vulnerable to the flu. And so therefore we want to protect them, but then also they may be daycare providers, they may be grandparents, friends, of families with pregnant women and young children. So they protect themselves, and they can, prevent the spread, unfortunately, of this disease to others.
And where can we go for more information on this?
Yes, for more information about the flu, you can certainly go to marchofdimes.org. If someone is looking for a location to receive the vaccine, to vaccinefinder.org. And I think it's also important to remind folks that in addition to the flu vaccine, don't forget the important steps of avoiding people who are sick, staying home from work, from school, if they are sick, covering their mouth, washing their hands, and avoid touching their eyes, nose, and throats, and spreading germs. Prevention is the key.
Great. Okay, well, I think we're all set then, and thank you very much for your patience on this.
Thank you very much.